I don't know.
All right, we'll start early. welcome John Poole as the new Finance Committee member, replacing Mike, so we hope you enjoy your new assignment.
Thank you.
But Terry, I've got a question.
Sure.
How's the other guy look if you're looking like this?
His face is one big band.
Oh, yes. Pardon me.
Jeez.
All right, we'll go on to the next item. Are there any citizen comments? There are?
Yes.
Okay. If you'd like to stand and
you come
state
up here
your name
so we can hear you. We want to make sure we hear you.
And state your position. We generally stick to about 5 minutes here.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
All right. Just state your name and address. And
My name is Linda Pfeiffer. My address is 1345 97th Avenue, Kenosha. Good evening.
You can sit or stand.
Okay, I'll just stand.
Okay. Whatever you feel like.
Good evening. My name is Linda Pfeiffer, and I have been a Kenosha County employee for over 30 years, and I'm here tonight representing the dedicated Kenosha County employees and members of AFSCME Union Local 990. I would like to start out by addressing a misconception that Kenosha County employees receive an annual pay increase. Other than a one-time 25-cent across-the-board increase in June 2014, Kenosha County employees have not seen a cost of living increase since our last contract had ended in 2012. I am here tonight requesting the 2020 budget include an investment in our hourly employees by way of an across-the-board 5% cost of living increase. The hardworking employees of Kenosha County carry an enormous amount of responsibility day-to-day serving our community's population. They are the social workers protecting our most vulnerable population, including children, the elderly, and disabled, the economic support workers who assist families in receiving benefits they need to help feed their children and provide medical care, the child support workers that establish, enforce, and collect child support for low-income families, allow them to better support their children, and rely less on state aid, the public works employees who plow our streets, maintain our parks, and maintain our county buildings, the health department workers who keep our food and water safe and protect our children from deadly diseases by providing life-saving immunizations, our jail staff who risk their lives every day to protect each and every one of us living in this community, our clerk and court staff who issue passports, marriage licenses, permits, and restraining orders to help protect individuals from violence. The list goes on and on. Each job is important as the next and essential in making our community the safe, thriving community people want to be a part of. However, despite the Kenosha strong economic development and the AA+ Standard & Poor's rating, Kenosha County employees find themselves facing a growing problem. Their wages have not kept up with inflation. In the last 7 years, all employees have only received one across-the-board pay increase of 25 cents in 2014. In 2015, a job study was conducted, and for many employees, only resulted in a one-time $500 payment. In contrast to the lack of pay increases, the annual inflation rate has gone up in 2013 by 1.5%, 2014, 1.6%, 2015, 1%, 2016, 1.3%, 2017, 2.1%, 2018, 2.4%, and 2019 is estimated at 1.76%. That is a total of 11.66%. I would also like to compare that to the Sheriff's Department. Their wages have increased in 2014 by 2%, 2015 by 1%, 2016, 1%. 2017, 2%, 2018, 2%, and 2019, 3%. That's a pay increase of 11% over the past 7 years. I urge you to consider investing in the hardworking employees that selflessly serve the nearly 160,000 residents of Kenosha County every day, making it a great place to live. Please show your support of these employees by approving across the board pay increase. Thank you for your time, and together we can continue to provide exceptional service our residents deserve in 2020 and beyond. Thank you.
Thank you. Further citizen comments? Further citizen comments? All right, seeing none, citizen comments are closed. And are there any reports from committee members? I have none. Committee members? What? All right. The minutes of August 15 and 20 are
so moved.
Second.
Discussion, corrections? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 The next item is a 2019 Law Enforcement Justice Assistant grant from the, I assume, the Chief Deputy?
Yes, sir. Good evening. I'm here seeking resolution acceptance on a grant that's offered through the Federal Bureau of Justice Assistance Program. It's a JAG grant. This is an annual formula grant offered to the City of Kenosha, whereby the County of Kenosha is considered a disparate jurisdiction and can share the grant funds awarded by the agreement between the city and the county. The total funds offered to the City of Kenosha is $33,660. This resolution recognizes $13,464, which is a 60-40 split of funds to be used for law enforcement equipment. This money will be used to purchase AEDs, which are automatic electronic defibrillators for the Sheriff's Department.
Move to approve.
Second.
Is there any discussion, questions? All right. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. The next item is the Public Works, Jim.
Good evening, everyone. The resolution before you authorizes our Parks Director, Matt Collins, to apply for and, if granted, accept a grant from the DNR for fish stocking. It will cost approximately $1,698. We will have to contribute $742. The balance will be a grant, and we have this in our budget. The reason I'm here is because the DNR requires approval before we can do these things.
Move to approve.
I'll second that.
All right, discussion on this? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
You're opposed?
No.
Oh, you're just late.
Yeah.
All right.
I just wanted to continue thank you. With the thread.
I see. All right. All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, the next item on the business, the agenda, the bills are they being circulated? No.
They've already
all right.
been circulated.
Oh, okay. Fine. Reports. Is there personnel, human resources?
No, they do not have any personnel.
All right. Is there a general fund balance finance report here? Thank you.
I don't see your name on here, but I guess you can. These don't have his name.
I think it's cross
name on there still.
Cross it. Is it?
And cross up.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Cross it up. Mm-hmm. Print your name below it, I guess.
Maybe just enough. Okay, as you're very much aware of the format that we have, we show the different items that cause increases and decreases in the general fund, and we put in separate columns from one meeting to the next, which illustrate areas that may have gone up and down in estimates from the month before. So if you look at the boxes in the bottom, it shows that basically over a one month period, we're basically in the same place, basically flat to last month, about 35,000 lower. The main movers from last month are looking in human services of a $150,000 deficit to $150,000 estimated surplus. Some revenues went down in the Circuit Court of County Clerk revenue, Register of Deeds revenue, $100,000. Some deterioration of the treasurer tax delinquency and interest on taxes revenue of $100,000, and then the health insurance deficit of $100,000 from a month before. But overall, we're basically at the same spot, about 28, short of 29% of general fund expenditures.
So what was, do you know what that number was last year at this time?
At this time, I don't know, but it's probably in the same.
Close to the 28.7, give or take?
I'll find out. Exactly.
Thank you.
Questions, discussion, comments? All right. Any other financial reports?
The only thing I would mention is in your packets was the report from the treasurer on the delinquent taxes. So the 1st of September, tax certificates were issued on the 2018. So that delinquent tax amount has gone up because 2018 is now a factor. But the $5.7 million that's showing here, I'll compare that back to 2017. And at this point then, we were at $9.8 million. So that's a decrease of $4
million. Anything else?
I have a question.
Yes.
These tax delinquencies. Have you been assured by the treasurer that the people who have agreed to making payments are making them?
Yes, sir. So we have a process in place now. They sign off on an agreement. And they're monitored.
Okay.
There are two conditions they have to meet. Every month, the treasurer runs a report using the delinquent tax application that IT created.
Okay.
So she can see immediately if anybody was late on their payment. They're allowed to be late once.
Okay.
When she gets that list of people that were late, they are contacted and told that they have to not only make their current month payment, but the one that they missed by the end of that month, or they're kicked off of the payment.
And then from that point on, she can start a process.
Yes.
So this has been successful. Then.
This has been successful.
Okay.
The other condition is, in order to remain on the payment plan, they have to be current with their current year taxes.
Okay.
So, when they're late, like you just had that conversation, is there a penalty for being late, or they get a one-time grace period?
They get the one-time grace period, but they only get the one time.
So if there's a second time, what is the procedure?
They're off of the payment plan, and we begin processing the tax deed.
Okay.
They begin going through the process.
One other question, if I can. How far back do some of those go, you know?
I don't know. I could...
I would like to be, it would be nice if we got somebody going back 6 or 7 years and they're making payments. Nobody wants to take anybody's house or anything.
Right.
But if they're so far back that you know, there's a point where you have to say, okay, you missed a payment, you missed another payment, then you, because obviously some of them are more than 3 or 4 years behind from what I've seen.
Right, and they have to be able to manage the payments, and if they're that far behind, then that might be an issue.
Yeah.
They also, I know that the treasurer's office refers them if it looks like they need help, maybe over to human services, things like that, makes suggestions, home equity loans, things like that, where they could just borrow the money that they would make an affordable monthly payment for a longer period of time and pay us off.
I mean, nobody wants to take anybody's house.
Right.
That's the last thing you want.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah, on the last page here, it looks like $98 million. Is that what we've got in the bank then?
No.
That's it.
That I can assure you, we just have $98 million in the bank.
Just checking.
That's good. Well,
so this is the remaining balance of the budget from expenditures to what the budget wants.
That's part of your budget.
Unexpended budget at this point.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the flow of.
So is the bank balance on here then?
Mm-hmm. No, the bank balance is not on there. There is a report that is included with your packet that comes from the treasurer. I do not have a hard copy of the note. This report here shows. 2019, it shows where our, what the actual treasurer's cash, these are investments that we have.
Okay.
giving the total at that point in time, which was, I don't know if she has an actual, this was for July.
So 61 at that point.
At that point, yes.
So that's the balance left to be theoretically spent.
Out of the budget.
The budget. Yeah.
Those two numbers should add up to the budget.
All right, any other discussion, questions from regarding finance? There are a few other reports listed. There's anything you said about registered deeds, county clerk, or anything else?
No, I believe county clerk had a report in with your packet this month also. She usually has one every month. There are no tax deed properties to review this month as you believe are having a sale in September. Things that you've already identified will go up for auction, I think, at the end of the month.
All right. Please note the dates, times of the various committee budget hearings. Mm-hmm. Is there a problem with anyone on those?
Yes, there might be one. The one, we have judiciary and law meeting at 5 o'clock. Yeah, I got it here somewhere. Thursday, October 10th.
Yeah, on the
left-hand side. Oh, then I'm going to have a problem getting here on time, but he put it early, 5 o'clock, hopefully it'll run only an hour and a half, but if not, I don't know if it's possible to change our meeting date or just I will come in as soon as I possible.
We meet at 6.
And this is,
that means your meeting is over.
Well, it was the regular meeting, so it'll be 6:30.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So.
Why you showing me
right? So
that's
so the idea. The meeting will be located here as well.
Did you share both meetings?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
That's my understanding.
But we have our agenda is going to include the sheriff's department,
yeah,
so it's going to go longer. It's going to go longer than normal.
So we're October 21st to the 24th. Oh, you think it will?
The one on the 10th.
On the 10th.
We're looking at the
10th. He's not talking about during the budget.
You talked October.
No, we're talking about October 10th.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have a light agenda here in finance.
And that's our regular.
But there's a chance, if we didn't have a quorum here, someone could come and get me if it's not a big deal. I could run over.
Oh, no.
Or I'll be here, you guys will be here.
If the agenda looks heavy, I'll be
in the tank.
Get your meeting over with, that's all.
We'll have to move it along, right?
Where is your meeting?
I got this on the.
Oh, it was here.
We're going to try to hold, yeah, I think we're going to hold it in the auditor's room, so you're right.
We just grab them.
I think that Boyd called me and asked if we could use this room and we could switch.
Oh, okay.
He anticipated a lot of people.
Oh, that's right, Joe, it's a good time.
Okay.
I know, I'm not sure.
It's a reading schedule.
We're going to look into it.
It's a good question. If you want to ask Patty.
Well, I know when I was supposed to comment on citizen comments, but I've been given a statement by a Weimar County employee, sorry, but who just said that they haven't had a raise since 2014, and I know that's not true. So can somebody tell me, at some point, I would like to see a report of this, of the raises the county employees have got over the, since 2014, because the employee said that, I feel uncomfortable doing this as a comment, but I don't know what else to say, because we were led to believe everybody got a raises. Last year, everybody got a 3% mid-range, correct me if I'm wrong.
The ones that are still in the range.
So what I would like to see is a report.
I think that, why don't we put that on our next committee meeting?
Yeah, put that on the next agenda.
The item is not on the agenda, and I don't want to have any criticism.
I don't want to either. I feel comfortable but somebody, one of our employees, because under comments, it tells us that they haven't had a raise since 2014. I find it hard to believe.
Yeah. I think it's well worth taking up, and why don't we do it in a more formal fashion? We'll put it on the agenda.
I agree.
Maybe you can draft up a
spreadsheet.
Brief summary in response to that.
Please.
So we refresh our recollection.
I don't want to leave that
point.
Yeah,
and then we can talk about it.
Without saying something.
We can stick the inclusion in that next agenda item.
I agree.
This statement has contrasted with whatever your report might say.
Okay.
Okay. Any other business that comes before the committee, yes.
Motion to adjourn.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're adjourned. So, I mean, if somebody has anything else to
well, you can still talk.
This is the fastest committee meeting ever.
You can listen.
Usually we have conferences and we got to
It was 3 or 4 years ago, I guess, a 10%.